It's heavy door.
It's a very heavy door, yeah. And as you can see here, not only a heavy door, but we can also lock it like this. There is a big beam, very hard beam. Now so it's too hard for me to pull it, but it would be very secure and no one could enter the place.
However, for the last 70 years, as Karina Kramer explains, the heavy castle door has rarely been locked. It's usually open to welcome backpackers and children on school outings. The castle was built in the 12th century by the lords of Rothberg, who only ruled their feudal lands from here for about 100 years before leaving for more comfortable quarters in Basel town. What followed were centuries of neglect and pillage. It was finally restored and turned into a youth hostel in the 1930s and belongs to the Swiss Youth Hostel Association. The new lords live more modestly than their princely predecessor. Corina Kramer runs the castle with husband Thomas.
We're going to cook for 60 people tonight. We make the most popular menu. This is spaghetti with different sauces.
So you're cook, but you're also king of the castle.
I'm king of the castle, king of the kitchen, and king of the toilets, because I clean toilets, I make washings, I make everything here.
There are about 155 stone steps leading up to the castle from the farm lane below, and then a series of creaky wooden staircases wind up into the knight's hall, a medieval dining room, and three stories of dormitories. A bed for the night at Rothberg Castle costs 24 francs. That's about $16, and that's with breakfast. An all-you-can-eat spaghetti dinner is an additional 12 francs. There's no extra charge for lighting the candles and sitting by the fire in the knight's hall, imagining what it must have been like to live like a king or the lords of Rothberg 700 years ago. Today, you have to apply for the job if you want to rule the castle.
I used to live in a little apartment and couldn't dream about living in a castle, and now we are here, and I can't imagine to live somewhere else right now.
Sometimes we were just the two of us living in our small apartment, looking over to the big tower. Then it was kind of special. I didn't want to go there alone, to the very top of the tower, for example, but now I feel more at home here.